Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. My name is Ian Wendt, live from Frickers. It's a great time here at Frickers. Stopping by here the other day, I noticed something different, and I'll touch on it throughout the hour, but I need to tell you about something interesting. Happy Hour is here at Frickers. 3 until 6 p.m. and then 9 p.m. until close. Select domestic personal pitchers, $6.99. Domestic beer buckets, $12.50, $4.99. Frickeritas, Long Island's, and Frick Coolers. Also, snacks on discount, brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, nachos, and cheese. And don't forget, it's Monday night, the football swag giveaway. During the Monday night football game, all you have to do is write your name and give them your phone number. You're entered into a drawing to win a NFL jersey. They draw it during halftime. You don't even have to be here to win, but you have to be here to get in the bin, because that's the only way you can win. All right, fun time here today. We're going to talk some cross country, women's soccer, men's soccer, and some men's wrestling. And we're going to start off with a bang with cross country. I have a couple of runners here with me. We got them sitting down. It's hard to get that with cross country. They're always on the go. We have Will Hoovener and Sydney Wilkie, a couple of cross-country runners for Adrian. Will, a junior from Oxford, and Sydney, a senior from Washington, Michigan. I had to clarify that for you, Sydney. But thank you both for doing this. We're sort of closer to the end than the beginning, so we're going to start with Will. How's the season been going for you thus far?
Yeah, no, it's been good. Started off the season with a nice little SR. Ran at 25:40, and really looking forward to conferences this weekend here. So,
all right, 25:40. Explain to the non-runner what that is. Okay.
That's a solid time. Last year my PR was at 25:06, which is an average of like a 5:09 per mile.
Oh, wow.
And then each 8K is about roughly 5 miles. So, 5:09 per mile there, and I'm looking forward to PRing again and hopefully placing pretty high here in the conference. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the time to do it, right?
Yes.
To get that slow build throughout the season.
Kind of put it all together then at the end, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sydney, how's the year been going for you?
Well, my season's been kind of slow, I'm not going to lie. I had a really good past two seasons, so I feel like I'm kind of in the slump in between. But it's also been really hot for our races, and I don't really race well in the heat. So I'm kind of just waiting for the colder weather this weekend to finally make a move and actually get a good time. But other than that, I feel like it's going pretty good. I love our team, and it's going to be good this weekend.
It's been a weird weather for you then, right? You like to run in the cold, and I don't want it to be cold. No offense, but and I don't like to run either way. But
yeah.
I guess for your sake, I hope it cools down this weekend, which – I think it's going to. Will, you're a junior from Oxford, so you stayed local, you stayed in the state.
Yep.
What brought you to Adrian College when you did, if you came in as a freshman or you transferred in?
So, I came in as a freshman. The old coach had reached out to me over Instagram. It was very personal, and then kind of getting here on campus, doing a recruit trip. I loved the team. I loved kind of what it embodied, and it just felt very personal, and I really need that. So,
I'm showing bias here, but I think if the school gets you on campus, they kind of got you, right? It's a it's a nice campus. It's condensed, but things are spread out.
I did a few other recruit trips, but I don't know, something about this campus. It was small. It felt very personal, and I really like that. So,
all right, Sydney, same question for you. This would be. I assumed that a senior had been here for 4 years, and they said, no, I transferred in. So did you come here as a freshman, or did you transfer in, and what got you to Adrian College?
I also came in as a freshman. Kind of like Will said, it was the first college that I ever visited. And at first I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to go here or whatever. Visited a couple more, and then I was pretty set on Adrian. And then I met the team through like a Zoom call visit because it was still after COVID. And I really liked the team, and I really love the atmosphere of the school.
Absolutely. You almost forget sometimes that where people were in stages of the pandemic, and you know, people that went through it during high school and during college, and you all during your recruiting times. But you've stuck it out. Will a junior, Sydney a senior at AC. Second year for Coach Miles, running for and with him, I'm sure, some days. We'll go with the senior of the two, Sydney. What's it like, running for coach? What does he bring to the team?
Coach Miles is probably my favorite coach I've ever had. I've had three. He listens to what you need and what your body needs when running, and he doesn't just kind of ignore people or like just because they're not the best on the team. He really listens to everyone, and his training plans are great. They're great for everyone, even if you're more injury prone. And he's really made me love running again. I kind of started to not like running, which is kind of common, but he really made me love it again, and he's making me improve a lot. So
nice. Well, that's a great endorsement, Coach. I don't know if you're listening. Will, can you top that?
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him the most is every time I have a conversation or hold a conversation with him, he definitely knows what he's talking about. He does the research constantly. He's always bringing it up, and I don't know how to put it, but whenever he has some sort of workout or training plan for the week laid out, there's always some science behind it, and I really like that about him. So
cross country, I think, is one of those sports where, yes, you score as a team, but you do get your personal scores. It's like golf, right? You have a coach.
Yes, yeah.
But what can they really do during the race?
Yeah.
I don't know if anything. So it's a unique situation. All right, let's see. Last season, we're going back a little bit. The notes from the SID, Mike Prang. Will, second team all-league. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
To get that as a sophomore, that's very, very good. We'll work toward, maybe a first team this year.
Yes, we'll see. That is a goal. Yeah,
yeah.
Place in top eight here, get in a medal around my neck. That would be really fantastic. So
that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday at Calvin.
Yep.
Have you ran over there before?
I have. So around the time of homecoming around here, I went out and sacrificed some nice homecoming time. I went out, did some dirty work, went out there and put in some hours on the course, and I kind of scoped out the course. It was almost like a pre-conference, I would put it. And that is where we're going back there again. So I will mention real quick, my freshman year, we also ran this course. Sydney also, you would have been a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a track there now on the course, so they had to switch up the whole course. But going there, scoping it out, it was really nice to kind of get some new insight on it, I suppose.
All right. Sydney, yeah, getting ready for the big one. You are in a self-admitted sort of your I don't want to call it a slump, but I just said it. That just means you're on your way up, right?
Yeah.
And this is a good time for it. This is when it counts, right? The MIAAs. You've been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
I'm looking forward to running a fast time. I'm looking forward to our team running fast times and for all of us to kind of race together as a team. This year our team is we're very close to each other in times, which in the past we've been very spread out. So it's really nice racing with people who are that close to you because you can see them ahead of you and you're like, okay, I need to go get them, and we need to help each other. So I'm very excited for that, for the team part of the race this weekend.
Sydney, how many ladies are on the team? I know Coach is trying to work on numbers.
Off the top of my head,
10? Less than 10?
I'd say at least 10.
Right around 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about for the men?
Definitely more than previous years. We got a lot of recruits in this year, and it's honestly fantastic having such a large group. So somewhere between 15, 25 guys. Wow. So, yeah.
Okay. Do they all go to these MIAAs, everyone on the team?
Yeah, so everybody will race, yeah, conference. And then we have regionals that'll be the following meet after this Saturday.
Okay. So. Do they take a certain amount from the MIAAs to the region?
Yes, yeah. So it'll be top seven, and then we'll bring an eighth as like a backup just in case somebody gets injured or some sort of complication.
Okay. And it's just, well, obviously the individual success at the championships. Can the team do anything, Sydney, like after the MIAAs? Or is it basically individuals at this point?
I know for regionals, the top... Do you know top three teams?
Yes, top three.
Top three teams for regionals make it to nationals, and then it's kind of individual after that. But conference and regionals is really just about team place at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
And they take the top how many scores at the MIAAs? How many get scored? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, so scoring.
Like you're going to run 25 guys.
Yeah.
They can't all qualify.
No, so it'll be top seven.
Top seven for each.
And then primarily that top five are like your really hardcore scorers there. And then the top, you know, six and seven, that's like the tiebreaker guys there.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, it all comes down and up and down, depending on the course, mm-hmm. To Saturday over in Grand Rapids, where Will and Sydney will be participating in the MIAA championships. Stacy, are you okay? Tara dumping some drink on you. Holy cow. Yeah, stop by and see Tara today. She'll be hanging out tonight, throwing drinks at you. All right, Will and Sydney, thanks for this conversation and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being on. And again, that is Will Hoovener and Sydney Wilkie with Adrian College Cross Country. We're going to get a towel for Stacy. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some women's soccer. Sydney Anderson waiting in the wings. We'll talk to her in just a moment. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Dogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Back to the AC All Access Show here from Frickers in Adrian. Big day today. Monday Night Football swag giveaway. Why am I getting picked on? I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I haven't spilled a single drink yet for the program. All right, Monday Night Football swag giveaway. Stop on by. Fill out one of these nice little tickets, and you'll get yourself in the drawing. All you need is your name and your phone number, and you can win it. They're going to draw it at halftime of the Monday Night Football game. Also, happy hour is here at Frickers from 3 till 6 p.m., 9 p.m. until close. Select domestic personal pitchers, beer buckets, Frickeritas, Long Islands, and Frick Coolers. Didn't think I'd be saying Frickeritas today, but here we are. Some snacks, too, on sale. Brew fries, onion straws, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, nachos and cheese for just $2.99 for that nachos and cheese. All right, let's go from eating to some athletics. Talking women's soccer right now, having a great season. 11-3-1 this year. They are 5-1-1 in the MIAA. And we're going to talk with Sydney Anderson and a little bit Emma DelZacchio. She was here for moral support. We kind of roped her into the radio show too. But Sydney, I have a bunch of information here. Yeah, you're from Trenton, Michigan. Mm-hmm. You are a defender by trade. I've seen you play a little midfield too on occasion, but we'll we'll talk about that.
Right.
You're a team captain. You started every game this season. 68 career matches for Adrian College. Let's see, 9 shutout victories this year. That's a crazy number. All right, Sydney, all of that to say hello, and thanks for doing the program today.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
I can tell. great season thus far. Job's not over,
no.
Right? And expectations for the team are high. I think there's a lot of senior leadership on the team that felt maybe last year didn't end the way you wanted it to. And you're on a mission this year. Could you talk about that
a little bit? Yeah. So we just had our senior day this past weekend. We had 6 seniors, I think, and 8, with including the 5th year. So we definitely have some seniority on the team. It's going to be missed when we go, but we're not done yet. So we still have some time.
11-3-1 this year. Very good record. Talking with your coach, Nathan Kronwetter, he's kind of hard on you ladies, right, but in a good way. Like, I think he knows what you can do, and he pushes you the right way. Would that be a fair way to describe? And don't pretend he's standing right behind you either.
I was going to say, he's standing over my shoulder. I don't know how to answer this. No, I'm kidding. for sure. He keeps the standard high, so it's what we need, though, so it's great.
For sure.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about your kind of defensive philosophy and maybe the different teammates that you have on that side of the ball, because people want to look at goals and assists, but soccer begins from the goal and you work your way out.
For sure, yeah. So our back line, we don't really like to switch up our back line, so typically it's me on the left, Elise Freeze next to me,
Tegan Bergeron and Melanie on the right. So I just think that we're a really hardworking and just gritty back line. We like to stand people up as they come and just work together. We have great communication and just really support each other, which and have a lot of trust in each other too, which I think plays a huge part in just working together to keep the ball, try to, you know, keep getting those shutouts. So
does your team work where it's a lot of verbal communication on the field, or do you guys just know what to do based on the situation and you just play?
I think that we do really know how each other plays well, but okay. We still communicate it no matter what, just to make sure we know what's going on.
All right, on the season, 9 shutout victories, and I'm sure in a lot of those you haven't given up many shots, right? That's a big part about soccer. I think you look at stats and you're like, well, the goalie got a shutout. They had 3 saves.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of game you want, right?
Yeah, that's what we like, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Gabby has been great goalkeeper all year, you know, doing great. She's a junior, so she's still got another year to go, which is awesome.
All right, 5-1-1 in the conference. That's really the number that matters is to get a home match, maybe 2. Do you have an outside shot to win the league depending on this weekend?
Well, we play on Wednesday. We play Kelvin. They're number 1. I think if we beat them, we still would be – we wouldn't get 1st or 2nd. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're stuck in that 3 spot. Obviously, we're hoping for the win. We did lose to Hope, though, so, and we have 1 tie. So with that head-to-head, I think Hope would have us up on that. But
all right, I'll double-check here on the standings. And it's cool when you can do this, right?
With yeah.
The standings, you're like, are we going to host? How many are we going to host?
Yeah, it's fun
cool.
to look at.
Yes,
yeah. We're hoping for a home game on Saturday for our first playoff game, so that would be awesome.
All right, now thrown into the mix. She was here for moral support. We roped her in. She's not being filmed from ACTV. She's just radio only. Emma DelZacchio. Hello, Emma. Thanks for doing this.
Hello.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe the grade you're in and where you're from?
I'm a senior. I'm from South Lyon, and I'm a forward on the team.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Gosh, so you have a lot of fun, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mid forward, yeah. It's fun up there.
Yeah. You and Anna Marie.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Feeding
with her
each
up
other.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Sydney and companies where you talk about the defense, but people like goals. They like they like shots on goal.
Yep.
They, you know, it's a boring brand of soccer if it's like a 1-0 thing. But
right.
What's the offensive philosophy? Is it like I'm gonna call it like a slingshot? Like you play solid defense and then bam, there you go? Or do you just like to keep pressure?
I think our goal this season has been to try and keep passing around, get it up there, and not just throw it up to the forwards and play. I think we do a really great job at passing and connecting the ball around before we get it up to our forwards for chances.
All right. Well, we got a non-soccer guy trying to talk soccer, so I appreciate you answering all these questions for me. Looking at the standings, Sydney, I think you're right, unless Hope slips up. You're 5-1-1, tied with Hope, and then Calvin 7-0. So that's a very good challenge, a team that you could likely see in the postseason, right, Sydney?
For sure, yeah. It's going to be a great game on Wednesday, and we got the pink out game. So we're going to have a lot of fans that are really looking forward to it.
It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a couple of your games, and you get a lot of support in the stands. It's not just parents.
Yeah.
And friends, it's a lot of different classmates, isn't it? So that's cool to look back and see everybody up there, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. We're lucky to have a lot of friends come out and support us and Forrest calling our games.
Yeah, Forrest Vernier here.
Yep.
Off mic and off camera, but Forrest is definitely here and a big part of the team. I noticed the communication back and forth after the games and a little bit before.
He's a great supporter.
Yeah. All right, so... Is this the final regular season game?
Yep.
This Wednesday?
Yep, okay. That's our last game.
7 o'clock. Come on out and support it. It should be a very good game.
Yeah.
Calvin, Emma, what does Calvin like to do defensively? Have you got some scouting on them yet?
last year, I think they're just very solid defense, and they're very, like, soccer IQ is very high. I think they do well at tracking down and, you know, getting the ball. But I think this year we'll be able to get around them and get some goals.
All right. I like that.
I like that energy.
That's a nice attitude. I love it. Sydney, I guess, flip the question. What do they do offensively?
Yeah, so they're just a tough team to deal with all around. They're strong. They come at you fast. They ping the ball around, and they're very content with the ball. So I think defensively we just need to, you know, keep up that communication to hold them off and just execute our opportunities offensively, and I think we'll be okay.
Do you think there's a slight advantage playing at home, too, for you?
I don't want to say it, but we haven't lost at home this year yet.
Well,
so.
you went and said it.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, the other teams know it, too, right? They're coming into a place that's tough to play. Yeah. And if they see a crowd that's a little rowdy, I've seen some soccer guys in your games, and I think some maybe rugby players, too, show up, and some football guys. So that's very cool. And I know women's soccer supports other sports on campus, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we love going to everyone's games, and I think they like to give that sport back to us. So it's really awesome to have that, look up in the stands and see a bunch of people there cheering us on.
Awesome. Well, Emma, thank you. Your time is done.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Sydney, thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Both of you, good luck on Wednesday. And moving forward, knock on wood, the Bulldogs are going to host a quarterfinal game on November 2nd. That is this Saturday. Tune in for confirmation on that, adrianbulldogs.com. So thank you both again.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. All right, again, that was Emma DelZacchio, a forward for the women's soccer team, and Sydney Anderson, a senior defender for your Bulldogs, Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, over at Docking Stadium on the Adrian College campus. And hopefully they'll be back at home on November 2nd. That's Saturday. Stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We're going to switch gears and talk men's soccer as they continue their solid season as well. They're getting close to the postseason, too. We'll talk about that right after this on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back to the AC All Access Show, even though you probably didn't leave. I'm Ian Wendt here at Frickers in Adrian. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio. A couple other people here of note. Stacy Mitchell, she's okay. She's recovered. She's dry from the spillage earlier. We got Josiah Durrell with ACTV doing some social media stuff for them. So stay tuned for things of that nature. We got Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director, feeding me all this good information. And Tara, for being a great waitress, always treats us well at Frickers, even though sometimes it's not reciprocated to her liking. But we move along. We've talked cross country. We've talked women's soccer. We got men's wrestling coming up in a little bit. But right now, talking men's soccer, we have the senior midfielder from Canton, Michigan, a team captain, Dante Perry. Dante, good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Well, a historic start to the season. We all know what happened there. But you've dropped a couple recently.
Yeah.
Once you got in league play, and hey, that's going to happen. You know, nobody's undefeated, right?
Exactly.
There's a couple of ties in there. And these are the games that matter. So I just really want to dive right in. The Bulldogs are 11-2-2 this year, 2-2-2 in conference action. First time to win 11 games since 2019. One more would set a school record. And so one of the bigger games in Bulldog soccer of recent times is tomorrow against Calvin, 7 p.m. at Docking Stadium. A lot of work to get here, though, I'm sure, Dante, to get this team. There's quite a bit of youth, and then you have some experience, too. So what's this journey been so far?
It's been honestly really crazy. Past few years, we've struggled a lot. This year, we got a new coach coming into second full season here. We got a lot of good recruits coming in, too, and everything kind of just meshed this year, and we didn't want a repeat of what's been happening, and everybody kind of felt the same way, and we wanted to get to winning ways, and everything just clicked really well.
And we talk about bounce-back seasons. People can look at AdrianBulldogs.com. Last year, memorable in a different way.
Of course.
For you. You are a senior. I need to clarify with some people, but I need to make sure. Did you come to Adrian as a freshman, or did you transfer in?
Yeah, I came in as a freshman.
Okay. Yep. So you've been through it,
yes,
in your 4 years. So it has to be a breath of fresh air. And what made you stick around, you know, through a coaching change and the season you had last year?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do would have been to just leave and give up. But I didn't want to do that. I kind of wanted to stick it out, and I knew something was going to change eventually. When you're at the bottom, there's only one way to go, and that's up. And I think me and a lot of guys who did stay, they're getting rewarded for their loyalty, and it kind of just shows how resilient we all are.
And I think it's a great mixture, right, of the seniors or the juniors, too, that stayed, and some talented freshmen and sophomores. You got to guide those kids to, like, hey, here's college soccer, right? Here's what it's all about. I've been through it. And do they lean on you for that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Everybody, you know, they all come up to the seniors, and, you know, we've all been through it. Through the bad, we've had good times, too. But they've all come through, and, they ask for advice. And I think them asking us shows that they're open to keep learning. I think college soccer is a big part of learning, trying to get better physically, mentally. And, it's been really nice to help them.
All right, looking at your career, just to talk about what this season has been, right? Got you down for 46 matches, 6 goals and 3 assists. And your year this year, 3 goals and 3 assists.
Yeah.
So things have kind of paid off for you in terms of the stat sheet, too.
Yeah, it's been really nice starting to get on the score sheet and everything like that. It's not, you know, the most important thing to me, but it definitely helps. If I'm able to help my team out in any way possible, then I'm really happy. So,
one of your goals we had on the KV broadcaster game against Kalamazoo, a penalty kick, penalty shot goal. I'm trying to think back. If you're fouled, do you have to take the shot, or do they get to? Can you select who takes it?
Yeah. So anybody can take it.
That's what I thought, because I saw you line up for it, and I'm thinking, he didn't get fouled.
Right.
So what goes into that decision?
A lot does go into it. It's more of a mind game. There's a lot of pressure on the guy who's taking the shot. For the goalie, it's really meant for the striker, you know, to try to score. So there's no pressure on the goalie. You just got to be calm, confident in yourself. It's a lot of mind games between the goalie and everybody else. When I shot it, I had a guy screaming at me as I shot it. You know, that can put people off, but I'm glad I put it in the back of the net.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's one way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Just someone behind you yelling nonsense. It ended up being the game-winning goal and one of the 2 conference wins for Adrian College. And looking at the MIAA, I think it's a pretty you got a couple of 5-0-1 teams at the top, and then there's kind of a log jam of you, Calvin, Albion, Kalamazoo, and then Trinan, Olivet and Alma kind of at the bottom. So you're kind of fighting it out for seeding in the tournament for the conference, which begins on Saturday. If you win, you get home field for at least the quarterfinal round. So tomorrow versus Calvin, 7 o'clock. You've been working up to this point. What's practice been like for you and the Bulldogs?
The last couple of days, you know, we had a lot of games, but we're just kind of preparing mentally. Physically, we're just trying to find out our game plan and how we're going to win against these guys. We haven't beaten them in a really long time, and everybody's ready to go. Charlie's been helping us a lot and putting people where they need to go so we can get the best result we can.
Well, I think the start you had put people on notice, right? And you're seeing the MIAA like, all right, we're not going to take Adrian lightly. They're good.
Yeah.
They're for real, so to speak. I talked with a couple of the women's soccer players and talking about the support they get in the stands, people showing up and being there. It takes, you know, someone half a second to click like on a Facebook post, but to actually show up and cheer for the team, you can speak to it in your 4 years here. I think popularity and attendance for soccer has grown at Adrian the last couple of years.
Yeah, it definitely helps when you're winning. Of course. But I think having the record we had, starting out undefeated, it gets people excited. It's exciting to play in, and I'm really happy that a lot of people have come out to support us.
Talking with Dante Perry with the men's soccer team, team captain. 7 o'clock tomorrow, Calvin, they get the Knights at home, and if the Bulldogs win, it would confirm a home field. I don't know if there's a crazy scenario where if you tie or lose, you could still host, but to get to the postseason, I'd say was one of the early aspirations for this team way back in the summer, wasn't it?
Of course. That's the main goal from the start, you know, from when we start in August, even before that. we just want to finish as high as possible. There's a lot of good teams in the conference this year, and we're competing with them. And we've had a few rough results with the ties and the losses, but I think our main goal is just to win the entire thing.
I've talked with the cross country runners earlier, and Sydney said, "I'd rather run in the cold than in the hot." Is soccer the same way, where you'd rather play when it's a little colder or a little warmer, or maybe it's a personal thing?
Yeah, it's definitely personal. For me, I'd prefer to play in the colder, just a little colder. You can warm up a little bit more when you're running around, but in the heat, it's hard. I mean, especially on the turf.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little hot. Yeah, very hot. I've seen guys' cleats melting, like, from the turf and everything when it's that hot. But, yeah, definitely the cold.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to get a little cool off on Friday, Saturday. But tomorrow, we're going to get some wind. Might get some rain.
Yeah.
It's going to be warm, though. Playing this game at home, does that give you guys a little boost or a little confidence that you're playing at Dockin Stadium?
Of course. I think everybody likes to play at home in front of their support. We know the field a lot better than, of course, any other stadium. So playing at home definitely helps, and having our classmates there, too, is going to help a lot, too.
All right. How about this matchup for the final regular season game for the Bulldogs? Adrian, 11-2-2 this season, 2-2-2 in the league. Calvin comes to town 10-5-2 with a 3-1-2 mark in the league. So the Bulldogs looking to confirm a home field game for at least the quarterfinal. That would be Saturday. But you are postseason bound. It's just a matter of getting that home field for the first game. I've been talking with the senior captain, Dante Perry, with the men's soccer team. Thanks for talking to me, and good luck tomorrow and moving forward.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, once again, this is the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. A big night, always, for that Monday Night Football swag giveaway during the Monday Night Football game, as my Steelers are taking on the Giants tonight. Come on in, sign up. You could win an NFL jersey. They draw it at halftime. You don't have to be here to win. They'll give you a call. I've been disappointed every single week, so maybe this is my week. Happy hour at Frickers, 3 to 6 p.m. and 9 until close. Stop on by on South Main Street in Adrian. We'll be back to talk some wrestling. Bill Schindel, the head coach, is ready to go. We'll talk to him after these messages on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember Draft Beer Specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
There's a whole lot of great sports to watch at Adrian College this week. You can enjoy men's and women's soccer, men's and women's hockey, and men's wrestling.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. In about 11 and a half minutes, we'll join up with Monday Night Football as my Steelers will slug their way through a football game and hopefully beat the Giants. But right now, we're talking Adrian College Athletics. We've had a very good show today. A lot of great conversations with cross-country runners, soccer players, and now we're going to We're talking winter sports, and these boys are ready to go. I'm talking about the men's wrestling team at Adrian College. And in some ways, I can't believe I'm saying this. Coach Bill Schindel in his ninth season.
Yep.
We've been doing this quite a while now, Bill.
Yeah. Just seems like just yesterday we moved here, but here we are 9 years later.
And building a the juggernaut of a program. I'll say it. You don't have to, but some very recent success in the MIAA, winning two league championships consecutively. You've boosted your record above 500, courtesy of Mike Prang. 53-51 overall, 16-5 in the league, and that's the one that ultimately matters. Gosh, he made a – here's the third bullet point, Bill. We didn't have enough wrestlers to compete in all 10 weight classes, so we didn't win a single duel. And the program is, would you say it's right where you want it to be or where you hoped it would be?
Yeah, I think we've come a long way. You know, when I first got here, unfortunately, we were 0-15. And to fast forward 9 years later to think, like, you know, this past year we were 5-0 in duels and you know, now this year, like being invited to the National Duels Tournament, which is, goes out to the top 20 teams in the country. And, you know, just those different things. Like, of course, you can't, you know, if you take a step back, of course, like, you know, I'm proud of the progress we've made. At the end of the day, right, we haven't won a national title. So as a coach, you can't be satisfied. But, you know, I think we've made a lot of strides in a short amount of time. And so now hopefully we can continue to just compete at a high level and continue to bring in great young men.
Coach, you've had players reach the regional level, correct? And they haven't quite broken through to the nationals?
No. So we've actually had
I must be misreading my bullet points.
Yeah, we've had seven national qualifiers in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Last year we had an All-American in Dylan Welbaum at 184. So we finished sixth in the country. And of those seven national qualifiers in the last 2 years, I think if my math serves me correct, I think that's like 18th in the country. So out of all the teams in the country, you know, we're in the top 20 of sending kids to the national tournament. So I think between the two years, we had something like, I want to say 16 or 17 of our guys have placed at the regional championship. So obviously that's out of 20 guys. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we've had a lot of success at the end of the year in the postseason and from that individual standpoint, right?
Okay, so that is a good way to measure success, right? You talk about the different stages to get to where you want to be, right? And when you started, it was, let's get a full team,
yeah.
Right? Let's fill out a roster that's competitive and we can start getting some dual scores. And then it's like, all right, let's go win a league and now let's place – you know, let's do well in regionals, let's get people at nationals, and is the next natural progression is to actually go win the whole thing, or what's the goal for this season?
Yeah, I think, we have a very competitive conference, so between ourselves, Olivet, and Albion, all three teams have been invited to the national duels. So theoretically, all three teams are being considered as one of the top 20 teams in the country.
Wow.
So, right, yeah.
That's incredible.
So right there, like, yes, you know, trying to repeat and, mm-hmm. you know, win a third straight conference championship. But then after that, it's got to be, hey, we got to win a regional championship. And so, you know, the last 2 years, we've finished in the top five in our regional championships. We are really trying hard, you know, this year to make a run and try to, you know, win a regional championship. So, you know, it's going to be difficult. We switched regionals, so, you know, we'll have some very competitive teams. You know, we'll have some Illinois schools now, and Wisconsin Whitewater will be in there. You know, Wabash, North Central, these are teams who are traditionally in the top five in the country. So for us, like, that, you know, we have a good test for ourselves. At the same time, like, you know, I think our team is ready. We have 14 seniors on our roster.
Wow.
So, you know, unfortunately, with only 10 starting weight classes, there's going to be some guys who aren't competing or aren't starting for us, you know, after that. But I think it says a lot about our program, you know, now with the transfer portal and everything else, that, you know, we have all these guys who stuck around and been a part of it, you know, and quite honestly, you know, there'll be four to, you know, six, maybe seven, eight guys who their senior year aren't starting. And, you know, they probably could go start in most places across the country, but they chose to be here and stay with us. You know, I think at the end of the day, it says a lot about just the culture that we've built and the team chemistry that we've built. And they've bought into the kind of team win mentality, and their individual accolades will come.
Coach, you're asking questions that you're answering them before I can even ask them about, really, got the 10 weight classes, mm-hmm. and 14 mm-hmm. seniors, and that's assuming that all the seniors start.
Yeah.
Like, there might be a junior or a sophomore that takes one of those spots. And
I can definitely tell you probably at two weight classes where we're going to have two sophomores,
wow.
You know, two Division I transfers that we brought in that are going to be starting. So yeah, I mean, we're probably, you know, going to have about, you know, seven or eight seniors start, and that means, you know, six to five of them six to seven of them are no longer, you know, going to be in that starting rotation.